he was supposed to do is to condemn what happens in Tanzania. Number, you go for inauguration where a lot of people have died. So it is a suspicious to rush the Zambian people, because what is happening in Tanzania, exactly what is happening here in Zambia. It's what is happening in Tanzania. So we are condemning the president. Why he did not go in Zimbabwe, where he was invited, and send in Zimbabwe, but other areas, they said the election in Zimbabwe were shy. What about the election in Tanzania? We are not shy. Even the SADC has said there is a lot of fraud in Tanzania. Now the question to our president, how can he go and celebrate where a lot of people has been killed there in Tanzania? So that is not good to ask the Zambian people, because what is happening in Tanzania?
Thank you,
in Zambia.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you so much for your call and your contribution.
We have run out of time.
Yeah, varying thoughts, varying contributions. I guess people's feelings are mixed about this.
Mm-hmm.
Others who are understanding of the president's, why it's important for the president to be there, and others who strongly disagree.
Mm-hmm.
We've seen even political players make their statements over the same. And at the end of the day, the president still went there, right? And President Hassan, who continues her mandate. And I guess for President Nijilema, he understands the value that Tanzania, the Tanzania-Zambia relations have. And from the beneficial point of view, I guess that's the bigger picture that the president was looking at.
Yes, indeed.
When is your car arriving?
I don't
know. Is it already there?
I don't know.
When are we going to order clothes?
At the rate that we're going, you know, I was talking to someone who lives in somewhere that side, and I was saying, no, we need peace to just, you know, come. Everything should just go back to normal, because the businesses that happen, you know, people going crossing over into Tanzania or Tanzania, and we have all these small businesses that are running, and right now, you know, there's just like the whole shutdown just didn't work.
Mm. Well, Fordep say that the trip was justified, and that's coming up in our news at 8. Time right now is 8:02.
This time check was brought to you by Stanbic Bank.
Phoenix FM.
Check.
There we go.
106.7. Bonzi.
The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
We're now only 1 million na Absa. Play your cards right, Muntu Andy, and you could win big. Simply tap or swipe any of your Absa cards 5 times in a month, and you could be one of 10 lucky winners to take home and achieve 10 fin in monthly prizes, or walk away with a grand prize of 250,000 kwacha. Salido, boo, and you cannot afford to not get lucky. Use your Absa card to enter the draw. Terms and conditions apply. Your story matters. Absa.
Good morning. The headline. Government engages betting companies over 10% excise tax concern. Fordep defends President Nijilema's attendance at Tanzanian presidential inauguration. And in global news, North Korea's former ceremonial head of state dies. To the 8 hours main news bulletin on Phoenix, I am Paddy Murando. Finance and National Planning Minister Dr. Stumbeko Musokotwane has disclosed that government has commenced consultations with betting companies following the introduction of a 10% excise tax on betting. Dr. Musokotwane explains that following the introduction of a 10% excise tax on betting, some betting companies have suspended parts of their operations, prompting government to engage with affected firms to understand their concerns. He has, however, explained to Phoenix News that the tax is designed to protect citizens from social problems linked to betting addiction, not to shut down or disrupt the industry. Dr. Musokotwane highlighted that betting has caused serious social and financial challenges for many families, and that government wants to balance revenue collection with safeguarding citizens. He further states that the measure aims to curb excessive gambling while keeping the industry active.
On the betting companies, we've been engaging each other. They came and spoke to us. The betting excise tax was introduced because of two things. Necessary. One is that obviously we needed some revenues. Secondly, as we look for revenues, we're looking for areas where we can collect those revenues without creating a lot of disruption to the production process. But obviously, with the closure of a number of companies, it shows that there was a disruption. And this is why we engaged to understand what is going on. But the third thing is that I'm sure you're aware that baking is an industry. Has also created huge social problems. There are people who have basically been hooked by betting. There are people who have lost homes.
The Foundation for Democratic Process, FODEP, has defended the President Hakainde Hichilema's decision to attend the inauguration of Tanzanian President Samia Suluhu Hassan, citing geopolitical and economic reasons. Yesterday, Citizens First President Harry Kalava accused President Hichilema of displaying double standards on matters of election credibility in the region for deciding to attend the inauguration of the Tanzanian president, saying it raises serious questions about Zambia's commitment to democratic principles. But in an interview with Phoenix News, FODEP President Mwenda Mumbuna argues that Zambia's good trade relations with Tanzania, particularly regarding access to the coast, make it essential to maintaining bilateral relations. Mr. Mumbuna emphasized that straining relations with Tanzania would have significant negative economic impacts, suggesting that President Hichilema's decision should be viewed beyond the electoral perspective.
We need to look at it and also not only from the election point of view, but also from the geopolitical economic perspective in terms of what kind of relationship are we going to have with Tanzania. Remember, she'll be president for some time now, and you strain those relationships, it means you are also straining the main route which we are using, especially considering that that route was not the primary route. Before 1967, we used to get our goods through South Africa and the Road. So we chose that one because it was the most friendly country we could get. So we should also consider that when we are talking about whether the person should go or not.
UPND Deputy Spokesperson Elvis Nkandu has urged Socialist Party President Dr. Fred Membe to seek advice from the ruling party on maintaining unity within his party. Mr. Nkandu's remarks come after Dr. Membe accused the UPND of attempting to destabilize the Socialist Party. However, Mr. Nkandu tells Phoenix News that the ruling party has no involvement in the internal conflicts affecting opposition parties, including the Socialist Party. He has advised opposition leaders not to blame the UPND for their internal instability, but rather address the cracks within their own ranks. Mr. Nkandu notes that being in opposition is challenging and leaders should expect internal competition, adding that those who cannot accept differing views expose themselves as undemocratic. He has reiterated that the UPND is focused on governing the country and has no intention of destabilizing any political organization.
The best he can do is to come to us and ask us how he can go around these cracks and how the opposition can manage to unite, because as we have an understanding of that, instead of accusing us, we are inviting him to come and ask us how we survived during our opposition politics. For so many years, we survived. survive. Instead of accusing us, he should not waste time accusing a person that can help him build his political parties he wants to. We have nothing to do with what is obtaining. You know, we're just coming from the Patriotic Front, where they are also saying that it's us.